All right, joining us now in studio is Director of Library Services, Natalie Draper, talking about the library stats of 2024. Natalie, how many people attended the library this year?
We had 160,795 visits at our downtown location this year.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's incredible.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, was that a shock that many people? Was that about what you expected?
That's about what we expect. We keep track monthly, so we know about where we're heading. And we've been trending about a 4% increase over last year. It's been a pretty steady increase to, we'll say, normal from the closure of during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And are these new people coming to the library, returning people? How many people signed up for a library card?
We have lots of new folks. We're always welcoming new people in Northfield. There's quite a lot of churn here with the colleges. Of course, you have folks who graduate and come every year, and lots of new folks moving into the community. So we had almost 2,000 new cards made in 2024, 1,911.
Wow. And is that primarily college students? Is that everybody? Is that a mix? I don't know.
I have a breakdown.
Oh, you do have a breakdown.
I have a breakdown. 485 of those were college cards.
So, okay. 1,900 new cards.
Yes.
But only 400. You say that's a decent number. I hear only 400, which means that 1,500 people and just regular Northfielders were signing up
for the library. 915 of them were adults. 361 juvenile and 49 teens.
Wow. Well, yeah. Cool. And you had a new service open this year.
We did.
Passports. Absolutely. And passport notary? No, not notary, but filing, right? Yes.
Yes. Apply. So we are a passport acceptance facility.
Yes.
So now folks can do their business with the State Department closer to home. Mm-hmm. You can get your passports renewal photos taken. And you can do the application for a new passport. We had 843 new passport applications this year.
And not even this whole year, because started at the end of February, didn't it?
Yeah, February. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. In 11 months,
yeah.
800. That's incredible. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you had not just in the building. Well, you had a bunch of programs in the building, but you had a whole bunch of events this year. It was hundreds of events, yes?
Hundreds of programs. 630 programs, approximately.
Wow.
It's a lot of free entertainment for the community.
Okay, 365 days a year.
It's almost
600. That's like two or three events a day mm-hmm. that you're hosting. That's incredible.
Yep. Yeah. And if you look at our calendar right now, it's like, are they? It's like three or four a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Is there any other fun information you want to share about the library?
I love, things like our summer concerts, right? I really look forward to our summer concerts. It's a great opportunity for us to get out, spend time with the community in Way Park. So we had 1,356 people attended our summer concerts last summer. And we have all of our summer concerts already booked. So we'll be ready to start talking about that very soon.
Well, exciting. It's crazy. We're recording this on maybe the coldest day of 2025.
Oh, I want to think about summer concerts.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
You want to think. I'm sitting here in a jacket in the studio. Well, wonderful. Anything else?
I think some of the services that people don't necessarily realize we offer until they really need it. I see a lot of people on online, next door, Northfield Happening, saying, where can I get something notarized? Mm-hmm. It's usually in a pinch. I need something notarized fairly quickly. We do that for free at the library, and we have a number of bilingual notaries as well. So we usually have notary service available at the Library Oasis and here downtown, and we notarized 568 documents in 2024.
Wow. Another incredible amount of just the library doing more than just books. I think that's what we think it does, but a lot of great things in the community that the library does.
We do books too.
Exactly, too. That's probably my favorite part, but yes.
220,674 checkouts last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, wonderful. And the Library Oasis this year, it's in its second or third year of operation?
No, first year.
First year.
We're just coming up on a year since the grand opening.
Really?
So we did a soft opening in November of 23, but really didn't get rolling until 24.
And it's been somewhat popular as well, hasn't it?
It's been pretty popular, yeah. If the door count is any indication, which I will say, it is a hallway. So we are tracking everybody who walks down that hallway. But everybody who walks through that hallway did walk through the library. And I bet a lot of folks stopped and looked around and said, there's a library here. Mm-hmm. So 26,881 people walked through the Oasis. Quite a few of them stopped for books there. I don't actually have that number. Oh, I have unusual checkouts too.
What is unusual checkouts?
Unusual checkouts. So not unusual. Everything at the library is usual. It's no judgment. But we have a growing and changing library of things, stuff that you can check out. One of my favorite pieces from that are sewing machines, which are pretty steadily circulating. But our STEAM kits or our Library of Things checkouts came to around 900. So
well, that's all.
That's quite a lot.
And, and I'm assuming you can find the Library of Things. Can you find more about it on like the website or just go and see what you got?
Yeah, you can see what's there. Ask anybody on staff, but we've got a page on the website too that lists all of the different items that we have, everything from hiking poles to more digital STEAM activities for children.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff in between. Cameras and,
Well, you can find learn more about the library at mynpl.org. You're open every day of the week, yes?
Every day of the week.
Every day of the week. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Right here on Division Street. It's the building you can't miss. It's probably the biggest one on Division Street. So right on the hill.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thanks, Logan.